Andre Castellanet and his music, Millions Love. Our guest tonight, Miss Lily Pond. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alexander Scott speaking for Andre Castellanet and Lily Pond. From the first family of American music to every American family within reach of these far-cruising killer cycles, greetings, good wishes, pleasant listening. Beginning now with Cole Porter's Night and Day in the Castellanet manner. Page of Lily Pond's first song this evening is crowded with distinguished names. It reads Dream World by Henri Dupin, French lyric by Baudelaire, English version by the American poet Bliss Carman. In French or English, the meaning is clear. This is an invitation to a sentimental journey extended by Lily Pond, conducted by Andre Castellanet.
Thank you.
Government in the realm of popular music follows the will of the people. Jukebox replaces ballot box, and your nickels in the slot are totaled as carefully as any election returns, with plenty of music industry politicians and song pluggers watching at the polls. Just recently, you've elected to high national favor a deserving song called Day by Day. Here's the Castellanos version. Been fond of the legend about the doll who comes to life, usually on the stroke of midnight, and dances in the moonlight on the toy shop shelf, surrounded by amorous toy soldiers. A famous musical version of the tale has been made into a song for Lily Pons by Frank LaForge. Andre Castellanets presents Miss Pons singing Poldini's Dancing Doll. Oh, RKO lot in Hollywood. Occasion, a musical conference called to listen to the score of a new picture. Among those present, Lily Pons, star of the picture, Andre Castellanets, conductor, Jerome Kern, composer, Oscar Levant, kibitzer, and occasional pianist. It was the first meeting between the composer and the conductor, and the beginning of a close professional association. It was the beginning, too, of a picture called I Dream Too Much. Here are two melodies from the score. I Dream Too Much and Jockey on a Carousel. centuries past and gone. Place, the Palace of the Capulets in Verona. According to a custom some of us still follow, Juliet, daughter of the House of Capulet, is being introduced to society at a costly, magnificent ball. The coming-out party is a huge success, and Juliet expresses her debutante high spirits in a famous song, the waltz aria from Gounod's Roméo et Juliette.
Forces Radio Service.